Interlude, the heron. Like a heron rising from the lake shore, gliding through the mist of dawn, without a sound, looking for prey, gracefully, effortlessly, and deadly. Who has not heard the tales that are whispered about the messengers of the queen, that their powers far exceed those of mere mortals? That a messenger can walk through closed doors or even through solid walls, that she can make herself invisible, that she can pass through a crowd, through a phalanx of enemies, without being noticed, that she cannot be held and cannot be bound, that she never tires, that she does not need light, nor water, nor food. That she can kill with a flick of her wrist, the touch of a finger, or even with a look. That she can force anyone who confronts her under her will. That, in a battle, she can defeat a whole army. That she knows her queen's thoughts and the queen hers, no matter how many oceans, deserts, and mountains lie between them. That she is always loyal to her queen and to the cause of justice, but would instantly die if the two ever diverged. None of it is true, of course, or not in the way that people think when they hear these tales, or, always whispering, repeat them. Whispering, because you do not talk aloud about magic and the forces of darkness. For to those who cannot control them, they might bring death and destruction, if inadvertently ever being summoned. In truth, there's nothing magical about a messenger's powers. All she does is to combine and to untiringly practice the skills of the athlete, the acrobat, the martial arts champion, the escape artist, the conjurer, the navigator, the pathfinder, the hunter, and the warrior. Plus those of the herbalist, the poisoner, the surgeon, the healer, the torturer, the spy, the courtesan, the linguist, the scribe, and the cryptologist, and a few others, which each messenger chooses for herself, according to her talents and her likings. And, of course, the skills of the diplomat and those of the military commander, though this, the most deadly of her skills, is the one that she hopes never to have to use. A messenger cannot walk through a closed door, but she can pick almost any lock. She cannot walk through a solid wall, but she can climb it. She cannot make herself invisible, but she can hide in broad daylight, by masquerading, by blending in. She cannot live without water and food, but she can find them in the most adverse environments. She cannot kill with a light touch, but with a light scratch from a poisoned fingernail. She cannot force her will upon someone, but she can seduce, she can listen, and she can convince. And so on. Yes, by the sheer power of her body and her mind, and her training, and her commitment to her cause, the things are true that are whispered about her. And that she dies when the cause of justice and the cause of her queen ever ceased to coincide? To this, too, there is truth. The very strength that allows her to succeed, to overcome all adversaries, obstacles, and dangers, depends upon her readiness to freely give everything, to give her life, if necessary, without hesitation. And any doubts about her cause would weaken her, incapacitate her, and make her fail. And failure, for a messenger, means death. But this is not her weakness. This is her strength.